Was raised in a Muslim family. My mother is very religious, and she grew us six children in the ways of Islam. We went in Quran school. I really loved that. I loved Allah because that was my God. I love Allah, and I was guilty when I tried to do good and I couldn't. I do so many mistakes, and always I was guilty. And when I was praying, I memorized many, many verses of the Quran and used it in my prayer. But that was my duty. But when I finished praying, I began to talk with Allah. I began to talk, to thank Him for my life, but to tell Him my problems. And that was the best moment for me. I had this question in my heart. Why different? Why Muslim? Why Christian? Why others? And there are the same God. And one day I was going home from my job. So I went to a church. I hear them singing, and I went inside, and I loved their singing. And I didn't know anything about the Holy Spirit, but they were singing about the Holy Spirit and the fire of God, and I loved that songs. But they tried to convert me. I said, no, I need only to be with believers. And I knew I continued with them for many months. Singing, I knew many songs about the Holy Spirit, but I continue my prayer, Muslim prayer, but it was like a duty, and I was afraid of hell, and it was a lot of fear in my heart, not only about hell. I had many kind of fear, even when it was storm. I was very fear of tomorrow, of death. But I continue to do my duty, to pray, until one day in my workplace, I met a woman, a Christian woman. I observed that woman. I knew in my heart she had something that I don't have. She was so loving woman, always with love, always with attention, and that attracts me. She asked me if I know Jesus. I say, yeah, I don't know, but I know he's a prophet. I'm Muslim, and for us he's a prophet. She said he is more than a prophet, he's more than that. He's the Son of God. I say, no, I can accept that. She didn't say anything else. But few days after, she came with a tape. She said, do you want to listen to this? I said, of course. I took the tape, I went home, and I began to listen to the tape. It was a testimony of a man who was Muslim, and how he was seeking how to be saved, and he found Jesus in the Quran. He began with the scripture, how a Muslim have to go in the scripture, Bible, angel. I said, no, this is not in the Quran, because I had a Quran. I stopped the tape. I went to take my Quran, and because he gave the surat, I find it. I was so moved. I said, no, I was so moved. I continued to listen. And he said another surat about the angel was given to Jesus because it's the direction, the light, for every believer. I say, no, that is not in the Quran. I stop again. I turn off again, and I found it again. I said, no. I was moved. I said, no. I couldn't believe. I even want to don't continue to listen, but something in me have to, you know, I curiosity maybe, and I continue to listen. And he spoke how Jesus, how the Quran said about Jesus, he's a confidant of God, he's a word of God, he is friend of God, and many name about Jesus. He quoted many other verses. I was more and more moved, more and more. But I continued to listen. And one verse really opened my eyes. The surah begin. God said to Jesus, I will lift you up until the day of the resurrection. And in that day, I will lift up those who follow you above those who don't believe in you. When I heard that, I said, who is Jesus? I want to know him. Even the Quran said that, I want to know him. I want to know Jesus. And I decided in that moment, I didn't know almost everything, anything about him. But I decided to seek and to follow him. And I met this Christian woman right after that. I said, I want to go in your church. I want to know Jesus. I want to read the Bible. And she said, okay, I begin with the Gospel of John. And I begin to read that Gospel. Never read in my life before, never. Everything I read, I believe it. It's like that I seek for all my life. And when I read that Jesus died for my sins, I say, no, it's not possible. God who came and to die for me, I was such a sinner. I say, I will give you my life and I want to follow you. I was sick for 15 years. I had rheumatism. And before I get baptized, I went to the church after my job. I had such a pain, but I couldn't go home. I have to go to the church. I went to the church. And I believe in Jesus. I heard testimonies because it was a few weeks after I listened to the cassette. But I couldn't believe that he can heal. I believe everything is in the Bible, but he did it before. But I couldn't believe that he is healing now. The sermon was about faith. It was like, for the first time, I realized that I believe God, believe in Jesus, but with some kind of limitations. And that day, I said, forgive me. You know everything. I think this sermon is for me because you see my doubt. Forgive me. But you know this pain. The doctor said I will become lame because it's a very tough disease. But you can heal me. Today I believe that you can heal me if you want. And I went home. I had such a pain. But when I went home, it's like if I take my medicine, I will offend God. I say, God, I'm not taking any medicine today. I believe you. If you want, you can heal me. If tomorrow you don't heal me, I will know you don't want to heal me. But I put all my faith in you. And I went to bed. When I wake up in the morning, I was healed, completely healed. Because for 15 years, I know the pain. And I begin to jump, to dance, and to call my daughter, say, but God healed me, He healed me. And few days after that, I get baptized. I was so afraid for death, for many things. And all, He took it all, He removed it all. And when I read that He said He's a resurrection and life, those who follow Him, even they die, they will live again. And I believe it, and I say, I'm not afraid anymore about that, because I will be with Jesus, I will be with God. In my heart, I knew one thing. I want to walk with Jesus until the end. Because He gave His life for me in the cross, He came from heaven so that I will see God, so that I will be forgiven, I will live with Him forever. I say, I give you everything, everything. I was in darkness and You came through this woman. And I ask always God to reveal Himself by His word, by Christian or by dream, as He wants. Because I know that many love the God that they don't know. I know that there was a God in the heaven, a God who created everything. I call Him Allah, but I realize today He's the Father of Jesus Christ. He's not Allah. I pray that the Lord will give them a thirst for the truth. Because if they receive that thirst, they will seek Him. And God said, if you seek Me with all your heart, I will show Myself to you. That's a promise of God. And the promise of God is true. God is not a liar. Jesus said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, the life. It's the truth. If they seek the truth, they will find Him. They find Jesus. He's not hidden, He's near. Only they have to seek Him, to ask Him. If what they are seeking is true or not. And if they seek Him, He will reveal Himself. I have that confidence in my heart.